Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's the kind of news that ripples through a community, leaving questions in its wake. In the serene town of Moscow, Idaho, where the biggest headlines once revolved around the ebb and flow of college life, everything changed in an instant. 4 students brutally murdered in their off-campus home on the night of November 13th, 2022. Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonsalves. Their names became etched in the collective memory of not just this small college town, but across the nation. The killings were savage, methodical, and carried out with a level of violence that left seasoned investigators stunned. And now, nearly 2 years later, the trial of the man accused of this horrific crime, Brian Koberger, is set to begin. Or it was, until just recently, when the court announced yet another delay. Originally scheduled for June of 2025, Koberger's trial has been pushed back. The new date is now set for August 11th, 2025, an order filed just this week by the Idaho judge presiding over the case. And while the trial may be delayed, one key hearing remains on the horizon. Next month, the court will address motions challenging the death penalty. It's just one of the many developments in this long and winding road, a case that's left many wondering who exactly is Brian Koberger and how did we get here? To understand the present, we have to go back to that chilling November night. On the outside, the house seemed peaceful, but inside, it was a scene straight from a nightmare. Blood-soaked walls and floors, the bodies of 4 students, all close friends, lay lifeless in their home. Investigators were called to what would become one of the most complex crime scenes in recent history. There were no signs of forced entry, and despite initial reports, no immediate suspects. The University of Idaho campus and the surrounding community was in shock. Who could have committed such a heinous crime, and why? Authorities were tight-lipped in the early days, leaving the public to speculate and wonder. Families, students, and residents alike lived in fear, knowing a killer was on the loose. Weeks went by with little in the way of answers. Investigators combed through every detail, every piece of evidence that they could find. But it wasn't until a crucial breakthrough that the case took a dramatic turn. It was DNA that ultimately led authorities to Brian Koberger, a PhD student in criminology at Washington State University, just across the state line. His studies had given him an academic understanding of criminal behavior. But now, authorities believed he had allegedly crossed the line into something far darker. Koberger, they claimed, was the man responsible for the deaths of those 4 young students. A suspect with no prior violent criminal history, and yet evidence, they said, placed him at the scene of the crime. But it wasn't just DNA that pointed to Koberger. Cell phone records and surveillance footage would play critical roles in building the case against him. Investigators pieced together a timeline, tracking his movements in the days and weeks leading up to the killings. There was a footage of a white Hyundai Elantra near the crime scene, a vehicle that would later be connected to Koberger. Cell tower data placed him in the vicinity of the house at the time of the murders, despite his claims that he had no connection to the victims. The evidence was mounting, and it all led back to him. On December 30th, 2022, Koberger was arrested at his family's home in Pennsylvania, more than 2,000 miles away from where the murders took place. It was a dramatic moment. Federal agents descending on the house in the early hours of the morning, taking the 28-year-old PhD student into custody. As word spread of his arrest, the question on everyone's mind was, how did he end up as the prime suspect in a case that had so many people baffled for so long? Koberger's arrest marked a major turning point in the investigation, but it was far from the end. The legal process it followed was complicated, to say the least. Koberger was charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of felony burglary. His plea? Not guilty. From the start, he has maintained his innocence, setting the stage for a trial that promises to be long and grueling. As the trial date loomed, Koberger's defense team began their work in earnest. They filed numerous motions, some challenging the very foundation of the case against their client, but none was more significant than the motion challenging the death penalty. Koberger's defense is fighting tooth and nail to have the death penalty taken off the table, arguing that it would be an unfair punishment for their client. It's a move that has stirred a heated debate. And it's a battle that will come to a head next month when the court hears arguments on the matter. The death penalty has always been a contentious issue in cases like these. On one hand, there are those who believe that, if convicted, Koberger's alleged actions warrant the ultimate punishment. After all, the crime itself was unspeakable, 4 young lives taken in the most violent way imaginable. On the other hand, Koberger's defense is making the case that no matter how horrific the crime, there are mitigating factors that should prevent the death penalty from being applied. It's a legal battle that has the potential to shape the outcome of this case in profound ways. But while the defense works to save Koberger from the death penalty, the prosecution is building its case brick by brick. The evidence they've compiled is both compelling and in many ways damning. The DNA found at the crime scene, the cell phone data placing Koberger near the house, and the surveillance footage of the white Hyundai Elantra. These pieces of evidence, they argue, form an undeniable link between the accused and the crime, but they'll need more than just circumstantial evidence to secure a conviction. That's why the prosecution is also relying on expert testimony, forensic analysis, and potentially witnesses who can help paint a clearer picture of what happened that night. For the families of the victims, the upcoming trial is a painful reminder of the tragedy they've endured. They've been waiting for justice for nearly 2 years, and with every delay, their grief is compounded. This postponement of the trial to August 2025 means more waiting, more uncertainty, and more time spent wondering if they'll ever get the closure they so desperately seek. But the delay also gives both sides more time to prepare, and in the case as complex as this, that preparation is crucial. The trial is expected to last several months, with dozens of witnesses and countless pieces of evidence to present. The defense will likely challenge every aspect of the prosecution's case, questioning the validity of the DNA evidence, the accuracy of the cell phone data, and the relevance of the surveillance footage. It's a strategy designed to cast both doubt in the minds of the jurors, to make them question whether the evidence truly points to Koberger beyond a reasonable doubt. For the public, the anticipation is building. This is a case that has captured national attention, not just because of the brutality of the crime, but because of the mystery surrounding it. Who is Brian Koberger? Could a PhD student studying criminal behavior allegedly commit such a heinous act? And what will the outcome of this trial mean for him, for the victims' families, and for the community of Moscow? The media coverage has been relentless with every new development dissected and analyzed. Some have speculated about Koberger's motive. Was it a crime of opportunity or something more sinister? Others have questioned his mental state, wondering if his academic background in criminology gave him the knowledge and confidence to carry out such a crime and, allegedly, think he could get away with it. But at the heart of it all is the evidence, and the courtroom is where it will all play out. The DNA, the cell phone records, the surveillance footage, these are the pieces of the puzzle that will either convict Brian Koberger or set him free. And while both sides are preparing for the trial of a lifetime, the stakes couldn't be higher. For the prosecution, it's about bringing a killer to justice. For the defense, it's about saving a man from what they believe is an unjust accusation. As we look ahead to August of 2025 now, the tension is palpable. The legal maneuvering, the challenges to the death penalty, the anticipation of the trial itself. It all leads to one final question. Will justice be served?
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.